A report released last week by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS, shows that the Wisconsin economy may be rebounding somewhat after nearly a decade of decline.
The 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report indicates unemployment is getting a little better as well, but the state still has a fair amount of work to do to be able to provide stable employment to residents.
Joining us now to talk about the report is Laura Dresser. She's Associate Director of COWS at UW-Madison. She was a co-author of the 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you do this report around Labor Day each year. Let's look at one of the major findings that people are certainly watching here in the state. How are we doing in Wisconsin when it comes to jobs and job growth, especially, you know, since the Great Recession?
Well, I think that was the best news to me in sitting down to return to the themes of the State of Working Wisconsin that I do each year, to see that unemployment is now back below the level it was in 2007. Long-term unemployment is close to is down around 2007 levels. It really spiked up to half of the whole, all of the unemployed were unemployed for more than 6 months at the depth of the recession. And also the people who are stuck in part-time jobs but really want full-time work, that number is back down to 2007 levels as well. And that was the best news I'd seen in the economy since the recession really kicked in 2008.
Now, are we performing similarly to the rest of the country here in terms of returning to pre-recession levels of employment?
You know, the Wisconsin recovery has been soft. The national recovery has been slow. That's why it's been it's taken so long nationally even to get back to that kind of 2007 level. But Wisconsin's recovery has been even slower. Over the last 5 years, while the national economy grew 10%, the Wisconsin economy, the jobs grew 7%, meaning sort of like when we should have expected 3 jobs, we only got 2. So we don't have as many jobs as even we'd gotten if we'd been at the national level, but we still are, you know, looking a lot better, a lot more positive news right now than last year or the last 5 years.
Now, when I see monthly reports on unemployment, our unemployment rate usually looks pretty good compared to the rest of the country, right?
Yeah, that's right. Our unemployment rate looks pretty good relative to the rest of the country for a variety of reasons, not least of which is we have a pretty older population and a lower share of immigrants. And both of those things make a difference in unemployment rates. And so a lot of the states in the upper Midwest, which have also lost a lot of jobs, still can have lower unemployment than you'd expect because they have older demographics and lower unemployment rates sort of on a demographic basis.
And speaking of our demographics here and our population, how does our population growth compare to our job creation rate here in the state?
Yeah, the population is growing more rapidly than our job base is. The possible pool of working adults is growing faster than our jobs are. And so even though we are back to 2007, our population has grown by more than the job base. And so we're still in a bit of a hole if you think about where we were in 2007 in terms of total demand. So good numbers on the unemployment side, less good numbers on the job growth side. And then real long-term problems as well.
Now, we'll pick apart some of those job numbers and get into wages, too, in just a bit. But big picture, this slow rate of return to our pre-recession levels, what would account for that?
Well, you know, I think this is basically the way economic cycles go. This has been it was a very brutal recession over the course of starting in 2007, but really tanking the economy in 2008. And we had a long period that was essentially a jobless recovery, a few years where gross domestic product was increasing, but jobs were not producing. And then the engine sort of kicked in and jobs have begun to get generated. And so that's where we are. We're back to 2007 because the economy is kind of getting over the cyclical collapse. But it hasn't really moved ahead of it. And in fact, you can see that in other data as well.
Talking to Laura Dresser from the Center on Wisconsin Strategy about the state of working Wisconsin. Well, let's talk about wages now. Are we starting to see increases in our wages here in Wisconsin? Because I know that was part of the slowness of the recovery here.
Yeah, right. When you see weakness on the demand side in terms of unemployment and high part-time people stuck in part-time jobs wanting full-time jobs, things like that, you know you're going to see weak wage growth because employees aren't really in the position to push hard on wages, and employers have a lot of options, right? So when you see that begin to tighten up, you expect to see some wage growth. Wisconsin wages over the last 3 or 4 years, roughly stagnant, up a few pennies, down a few pennies. And then if you begin to look really in the long term, if you look at the median worker in 2015 and compare the wage, correcting for inflation, to the median worker in 1979, it's only 40 cents an hour ahead. That median worker earns a wage 40 cents per hour higher. That's a raise, essentially, of 2 cents a year over that long period. And that's the long-term wage stagnation that I think is a real challenge across the national economy and in the state of Wisconsin.
Is that part of that story, a decline in manufacturing? And even where you have manufacturing jobs, it's high tech, you need fewer workers?
Yeah, it's both. We have fewer manufacturing jobs. We've seen wages go down in manufacturing jobs, so two things are going on with that. One is we've lost some of the higher value-added manufacturing and the more unionized manufacturing in the state disproportionately, and have maintained some of our lower wage manufacturing. But even the wages in the higher wage plants that are coming down because of global pressures. You know, the manufacturing picture over the last 5 years has been kind of positive. Those numbers have come up, but they're so brutal compared to the year 2000. We had 600,000 manufacturing jobs in the year 2000. We have three for every four at that time, you know, 450,000 now.
Now let's start making this a little more complicated. We've been talking about the state as a whole, but your report says things have been playing out differently and by race, by where you live, by education. Let's start with Wisconsin is sadly famous for racial disparities. How does it look for jobs and wages?
You know, in terms of jobs and wages, probably the most telling statistic this year, the unemployment rate for African-Americans remains three times the rate for whites. That's that disparity is the third highest in the nation. So I think people often think, oh, well, you know, racial inequality, that happens. It happens more in Wisconsin, and it still does. This recovery is not touching all populations equally. You can see similar things if you look at disproportionate or disparity in poverty or wages for African Americans as well in this state.
And education level, there's a big college degree bonus.
Yeah. The payoff to getting a four-year college degree has grew substantially in the 1990s and then has stayed pretty flat. And it grew both because people with four-year college degrees saw their wages increase and because people with just a high school degree and no education beyond that saw their wage opportunities fall. But now it's $10 an hour. That's the payoff for getting the four-year college degree. But better to get that than not get it. Getting just some college actually looks like it doesn't have any labor market effect unless it's an associate's degree, and then it's real.
We're talking to Laura Dresser right now about the just-released 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report, looking at the health of Wisconsin's economy and the factors affecting workers here in the state.
And we want to hear from you. Do you feel as though the economy is getting better? Do you feel secure in the work that you do? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page. And you can also send your thoughts to talk@WPR.org. We're continuing our conversation about the new 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report that was released last week. The report found that while there have been some short-term gains for Wisconsin's workers, the state still has some work to do to make wages and work more equitable.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel as though the economy has gotten better in the state? Is that reflected in your household's economy? Or give us a call, 800-642-1234, post on the Central Time Facebook page. We have Laura Dresser with us. She co-authored the 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Laura, we were talking about how this is playing out differently for different people. Let's talk regional now, geography in the state. Wisconsin's economy has a lot of different parts of the map.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you can see this in the unemployment rates across the state. The statewide average unemployment is 4.2%, but the lowest unemployment rate in the state is in Dane County with 2.9% unemployment. And then numbers of counties at twice that rate, and Menominee County being the highest unemployment rate in the nation, I mean in the state right now, at 7.7%, so three times greater than the Dane County one. And I think one of the things when you look on those maps that you will see is communities that lost major production facilities. The replacement of employment in especially smaller cities and towns and rural Wisconsin in the face of loss of large employers, especially manufacturers all over the state, that legacy is still continuing. And in spite of the kind of better news broadly for the state, those communities remain really left behind by this recovery.
We were talking about wages earlier, and I know that's only part of the story. Benefits are also something you're trying to track in this report. What did you find in this year's report?
Yeah, one thing that we find is that benefits really are increasingly associated. The better your job, the better your benefits, and the worse your job, the weaker your benefits. And so it means that people who have the most precarious income also end up with very low hours or volatile hours of work, getting called in when the employer wants them and sent home and losing the hours when the employer does not want it. But then those very same workers, much less likely to get health insurance through work, much less likely to get a pension or contributions to the pension plan through work. And so that's another area of disparity. Good jobs and bad jobs, you know, bad jobs come in sort of bad packages. And the structure there means that life is difficult, not only because your wages are low, but because all the other things that can support a family are weaker as well.
We're talking about the state of working Wisconsin with Laura Dresser from the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. We have a link to info about the report on the Central Time Facebook page. Laura, in the past when we've talked about this report, we've talked about the gender gap in wages. And I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. You saw that the gap had closed some between men and women, if I recall correctly, but that wasn't necessarily good news. It was not because the women's wages were going up. It was because what men, after the Great Recession, their wages had gone down. Not the way anybody, I think everybody would agree, not the way you want to close
right.
that gap.
Equity, when everybody's wage is at the bottom of the labor market, won't be really celebrated very much. But yeah, this year, the gap in median wages, so if you take the median woman worker and the median male worker and compare their wages, the woman earns 81 cents for every dollar a man makes. That's about what we've been at over the last few years in that 79 to 81 zone. And the action is really a little bit of both of the news this year, a little bit up on the women's side, a little bit down on the men's.
So you've got a lot of data. You cover a lot of ground in this report. Looking at all of this, do you have some kind of recommendations for the state, for policymakers that might help create more jobs and might help boost the wages, especially maybe for people without that college degree?
Yeah, I think that, you know, having done this report for 20 years now and having dug through this data, I think we're at least finally back to getting to pay attention to the inequality in this state economy and to begin to think less about we need more jobs in general and more specifically we need more jobs, better jobs, but also specific communities are in desperate need of jobs. And sometimes that's geographic, where manufacturing has been lost. And sometimes that's demographic, either folks without college degrees or African-Americans, especially in Milwaukee. We need to focus resources on connecting people to jobs and building the base of higher paying jobs and working together on those issues.
How do you, from a policy standpoint, target something that fine? We need these kind of jobs in a specific place among certain communities.
Yeah, it's, I think, in some ways, what government can do is create a platform for growth. It can't create growth itself, right? So I think the investments in any community, the infrastructure that we invest in, whether that's technological infrastructure like broadband or physical infrastructure like roads and rail, or human capital infrastructure, the schools and the technical colleges and the university system, those are the places where government is making a huge difference in how the employers can respond. And so we need to be making long-term plays in each of those areas of infrastructure with special attention to the communities that have been left behind.
That's the government side. Now, in any community, there's going to be some local boosters. That might be local government officials. It might be business leaders. It might be people in the media. What would you say to them if they're on the low end of these disparities? What kind of things can they try to do?
Well, I think a lot of communities in the state are trying to take on that issue, and they're probably answering it better than I am. Some of the interesting work I've seen includes really focusing on your local businesses and trying to generate more local, buy local campaigns, whether that's farm to table or local production or local services. Thinking about who you're buying from makes a difference. And then also, levels of government can make a difference in the infrastructure as well. Building schools, building stronger community commitment to schools, et cetera. You can see that. And then finally, really paying attention to wages and trying to move wages up consistently can happen at a lot of levels as well.
Very briefly, Laura, as we wrap up, what's now that the report's done, what are some of the next indicators you'll be watching for out there in the news over the next few months?
Yeah, the income. One thing is the income, and the Census Bureau releases in late August and again in late September some income and poverty data, and that will get incorporated actually as part two of the State of Working Wisconsin and be included in the report. And then we'll also be watching some of these racial inequality indicators and doing releases on that in coming weeks.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Laura Dresser. She's Associate Director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, a.k.a. COWS. COWS just released their 2016 State of Working Wisconsin report, which outlines the health of Wisconsin's economy and how working people are faring in the state, along with wages around Wisconsin. We have a link to that report. You can find it on the Central Time Facebook page.